Hi, everybody, and welcome back here to the final little bite-sized political podcast of today. Hope you've enjoyed these ones on a bank holiday. If you appreciate me putting out this work on a holiday when other people are off, then one way you can help is to buy me a coffee. There's a link below to that. And my thanks to quantumhypno.co.uk for sponsoring this platform, for which there's a link below as well. And I want to talk to you about the UK COVID inquiry, which, as you know, moved to Northern Ireland here where I am last week. And let's just look into a very detailed at granular level review of excess deaths, the big measurement, excess deaths from March 2020 to February 2021. Because it tells us that which we know, but which the media don't really talk about, the medical establishment keep quiet about, but many families will be well aware of. First of all, excess deaths only start after the lockdown. So there was no excess deaths until the lockdown. But once they had people locked up, including the elderly in the care homes, then, yeah, there was a short period of excess deaths. Excess deaths then disappear when the lockdown ends. So just think about what that means. So the deadliest disease known to man since the Spanish flu is now running rampant. There's no more lockdown, right? No more lockdown. So people are presumably spreading it from one to the other, if you're foolish enough to believe in germ theory. And excess deaths go down. They go down. And nobody was in a vaccine, right? Excess deaths then started to spike again in October of 2020. Why was that? Flu vaccine. Excess deaths rose. Excess deaths then fell again. But the COVID vaccine, the first wave of COVID vaccines began in Northern Ireland on the 8th of December 2020. I remember it well. 8th of December 2020. And guess what happened three weeks later? Yep. Excess deaths spiked again. So, and then we had the second lockdown and excess deaths spiked. So you can see that the drivers of excess deaths are, number one, vaccines, the flu vaccine, the COVID vax, and then secondly, lockdowns. So the very things, just think about this for a second, the very things that they were saying, oh, we've got to lock you down to keep you safe, that helped, that facilitated the killing, I believe, of some of our elderly, I believe. I also believe that the flu vaccine, and looking at the data here, it's pretty obvious, the flu vaccine and the COVID vax at the end of December 2020, these were the things that contributed to spikes in excess deaths. So it wasn't the virus that was doing a damn thing. And there's a very good reason for that. And that is because there was no virus. There was no virus. But what there was these things that the government was forcing upon us. You know, the lockdowns. I mean, obviously the mask wearing as well. Although it's interesting because when I look into the data and I look across the summer of 2020, remember that summer when the masks came in and people started to be really compliant, sadly, there was essentially no excess deaths. So that was weird. So the lockdown ends, and along with the lockdown ending, so did the excess deaths. And then the flu vaccine comes in, and within 3 weeks, excess deaths rise again. It's really, really obvious. And then towards the end of 2020, we had the double whammy. We had the COVID jab coming in on the 8th of December, and we had the second lockdown starting on the 26th of December, Boxing Day 2020. And then you had all the excess deaths. So it seems to me that that's why this was a scamdemic. I mean, there's no other way I think this can be reasonably interpreted. Namely, that the drivers of death wasn't a virus that came from an imaginary, from a lab in Wuhan. It was government policy was the driver of death. That's what was causing it. It was the government that enforced the lockdowns. It was the government that rolled out the flu vaccines. And it was the government that facilitated the rollout of the vax at the end, towards the end of December. So, you know, it's worth bearing that in mind. I think as a reasonable person, you would look at that and say, there does seem to be a bit of a connection here. And we can see how it's joined together. And that's how they did it. You know, I look back, and I don't know about you, but I look back in 2020, you know, I guess with age, you know, memory begins to fade a bit. But I do remember throughout that pivotal year, you know, my increasing horror at what was being done in the name of keeping us safe. And it's obvious that what was keeping us safe was killing us. I mean, let that sink in. The things that they were doing and all the stuff that Boris Johnson and Chris Whitty and Patrick Vallance and all the local experts around the UK were saying, these are necessary, we must do this. These were the things that was killing, that were killing us. It wasn't the COVID virus. Because, as I say, the excess deaths relate specifically and directly to periods of lockdown, rollout of flu vax, rollout of COVID vax. It's unambiguous. It's 100% there in the data. But here's something else I will predict. When it gets to this COVID inquiry, which kicks off again next week, they'll ignore all this. They will ignore all this. They will say, we maybe should have locked down for longer, and if only we could have got the vax out to more people. That's what they will conclude. I mean, the whole COVID-19 inquiries are clearly a farce, a setup to facilitate more lockdowns and such like in the future. But there you have it anyway. You know, the facts spill the beans on excess deaths, and what those tell us is that the whole thing was a scam. Thanks for listening.